AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The White House declares the monkeypox outbreak as a public health emergency, clearing the way to obtain and distribute many more vaccines against the disease. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
The dynamic of this of the virus has changed. It's spreading a lot more rapidly than it had in previous times.
More than 6,600 people have been infected in this country. Under the declaration, Health and Human Services can draw from emergency funds, hire or reassign staff to deal with the outbreak, and take other steps to control the virus. An unvaccinated adult in suburban New York City has been paralyzed by polio. Now state health officials say they have found the polio virus in 7 different wastewater samples in 2 adjacent counties outside New York City. Both counties, Rockland and Orange, are known as centers of vaccine resistance. A Florida state prosecutor suspended by the governor over the state's abortion law.
Florida's Republican governor, Ron DeSantis, has suspended the elected state prosecutor of Tampa, Hillsborough County State Attorney Andrew Warren, for pledging to not enforce the state's new 15-week abortion ban and for supporting gender transition treatments for minors. Warren is a Democrat who was re-elected by the county's voters in 2020. Warren says that DeSantis is trying to overthrow the results of a fair and free election. The governor's executive order focuses on Warren's decision to sign on to statements from prosecutors around the nation, pledging that they will not pursue criminal cases against seekers or providers of abortion or gender transition treatments. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
At least 4 people, including an infant and a pregnant woman, are dead. 9 others hurt in a fiery collision some 10 miles south of downtown Los Angeles today. Police and fire officials say many of the victims were thrown from their vehicles. This is AP News. Democrats are looking at making possible changes to their economic bill over the weekend ahead. The AP's Mike Gracia has this.
Senate Democrats are pondering changes to proposed taxes on the wealthy and big corporations as they ready for a weekend of marathon debate in the push to pass their election year economic legislation. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Soon the Senate will vote on this groundbreaking legislation.
The bill includes hundreds of billions in spending, tax credits to promote clean energy, beefed up tax collections, and curbs on drug prices. But Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says
it would make inflation worse over the next 2 years, and they do nothing to cut inflation in the long term.
With Republicans on track to uniformly oppose the legislation, Democrats need all 50 of their caucus on board, and that means getting support from Arizona centrist Kyrsten Sinema. If Sinema is on board, Vice President Kamala Harris would cast the deciding vote. Mike Gracia, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.